is our returning champion, Skip Jordan, from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for diamond earrings valued at $5,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $24,408 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you, and welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us. Let me quickly welcome back our fine champion. This is Skip Jordan. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
You're doing very well. You decided not to buy some nice things, instead trying to build up your bank account. Your bank account now is up to $165. So if you won today with just $10 more, you could have those beautiful earrings worth over $5,000. Matter of fact, it might be possible. $95. That's how far away you are from a trip to Tahiti worth almost $7,000. Sound intriguing?
Oh, very much so. So good. Far, so good.
Good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Tahiti sounds so exotic,
oh,
right?
To go there. Yes, it does.
Who do you have for us?
Our first contestant is a writer-illustrator of children's books from Cheshire, Connecticut. Say hello to Ollie Crolius.
Hello there, Ollie.
Our second contestant met his wife in a tall club. Originally from Houston, Texas, let's greet Joe Derenberger.
Hi there, Joe. And we'll see you a little later with some instant bargains, Summer. Well, Joe, I can see when you came out why you would be at a tall club. Your wife also is a very tall lady?
Oh, yes, 5'11".
And you are how tall?
6'7".
6'7". You have any children yet?
Yes, I have one boy, 6'6½".
And that's 2 years old, friends. Imagine that. Yeah, I would imagine you'd have tall kids. Nice to have you here, Joe. And Allie, writer, illustrator of children's books. Have you been published? Yes?
Not yet. Not a book. I'm about to get a book published on endangered species of animals.
Oh, well, that sounds like it'd be intriguing. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And good luck here. Nice to have you here. We give all three players $20 to start you off. I'll ask questions, and in $5 on the plus side for a correct answer, we subtract $5 if you answer incorrectly. Starting with this. What giant company is known affectionately as Ma Bell? Skip.
AT&T.
AT&T, the phone company. You got five, you go to 25. Yes. Which branch of the armed forces has as its highest rank admiral? Joe?
Navy.
Navy it is. Very quick with a buzzer. Joe gets five on the plus side to 25. According to the old proverb, all that glitters is not, Skip.
Gold.
Gold it is. And this time Skip beats Joe to the buzzer, goes into the lead again. In what month does our longest day of the year, Skip?
June.
June 21st to be exact. Yes, two in a row with the champion to 35. What do you do with a petit four? Skip?
Eat it.
You eat it. Yeah, it's a small, rich tea cake. That's exactly what it is. And Skip adds another five. Well, there's the signal for an instant bargain, and whenever an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead has the opportunity to buy bargain merchandise at great prices. Skip, you have a $15 lead over Joe. You can buy this.
Skip, if you have someplace to go, scoot over with these sensational scooters. Enjoy the graceful motion of surfing and skiing on land with these versatile scooters. Converts to skateboards or even sailboards for fun on the ice. From Super Cruiser. It's normally priced at $380, and today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $5.
Very intriguing.
Very intriguing.
Very different. Couple of them. You think you and your wife would get out with those, or?
It would be something to see us on the
trip. I would think
sure.
So.
Yeah. No question about that. We'd probably draw a crowd.
Well, they would be a lot of fun. They're $380 normally, but they would cost you just $5, and I'll give you $100 in cash to go with it. That's a $480 bargain for the value of one question. You'd still have a $10 lead.
I
going
test
once,
me.
Going twice,
no
sale. Doesn't want to buy, hanging on to the $15 lead. Back with this for all three players. Name the band leader who heads the Tonight Show Orchestra. Joe?
Tuck Severinsen.
That's exactly, yeah, Joe beat the bell on that. Joe adds another five, goes to 30. Awarded in recognition of meritorious service, America's highest civilian award. Skip?
The Order of Merit.
No. It is the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That is the highest civilian. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Skip. Going down to 35, you just got a $5 lead over Joe. It's a little closer. Name the title character created by Edgar Rice Burroughs in 1912. Skip?
Tarzan.
Tarzan got that $5 right back, and Joe goes to 40. Yes. Well, it's time now for the fame game. And with a fame game, rather long question, players buzz in when they think they have an idea. And you're playing for a pick of the board, for a pick of one of the numbers up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in 1940 with the first name Richard. My mother gave me my nickname because of my devotion to certain items of jewelry. One Christmas, I was given a set of drums and practiced for hours, much to the annoyance of the neighbors. On a trip to Germany, I met a group that included drummer Pete Best. Joe.
Ringo Starr.
And he replaced Pete Best with the Beatles. Ringo Starr it is. Well, Joe, you've got yourself a pick of the board by answering correctly. What number looks good to you? A lot of nice things behind those numbers.
Number three.
And behind number three, we have $5.
Well, he finds a money card. Finds a $5 money card. We add that to Joe's score. That gets Joe up to 35. He's within $5 of Skip. Incidentally, for any new viewers, there was a $10 money card up there. We'll add a $15 money card as well a little bit later. Right now, we'll take time out for this. Well, our champion, Skip Jordan, already has enough money for those beautiful ladies' earrings, but of course he must win. His lead right now is a slender $5 over Joe. And Allie, come on, let's see if you can get going with this segment. We start with this question. What bird of prey is identified by the names Merlin, Prairie, Skip?
Falcon.
And Peregrine is the one I would get it from. Falcon is exactly what it is. Skip goes to 45. According to the song title, what time of year is it when the living is easy, fish are jumping, Skip?
Summertime.
And the cotton is high. Summertime it is. Beautiful song. Skip goes to 50. Yes. Name the language that has dialects called Cantonese and Mandarin. Allie.
Vietnamese.
Oh, no. Chinese. Cantonese and Mandarin are dialects of Chinese. Don't be nervous now, Allie. You're among friends. You relax. Unfortunately, we've got to take $5 away from you, though, for the incorrect answer. We're sorry about that. Down to 15. It travels 5,800,000,000,000 miles in a year. Allie.
Light.
That's what it is. All right. Yeah. And the Allie Crowley's fan club has heard from. Allie goes back up to the $20 mark. Good. But it is time for an instant bargain once again. And Skip, you have added to your lead. Again, you've got a $15 lead. So the option is yours. You didn't want to buy before. How about this?
Skip, if you've always dreamed of building your own house, start with this beautiful dollhouse, a sturdy multi-level plywood house in startling detail, ready to be decorated as you see fit. From Miniature Town, USA, this beautiful dollhouse is normally priced at $1,300. Today on sale of the century, chores for only $12.
Well, did you hear that price on this dollhouse?
Yeah, I certainly did.
That, you have children home, Skip?
No, I don't. No. No children.
Would you and your wife like this?
Yes.
Well, Joe is answering for you.
Maybe Joe'd like to buy it.
Well, now, see, if you buy it, Skip, then you can sell it to Joe.
I see, right.
I've got to try to make this work, friend, somewhere. Skip, it would cost... Well, I'll tell you what. Since you're not really that interested in it, I will knock the price down, not $12. I will sell you this $1,300 dollhouse, and then you can negotiate with Joe for the value of one question. You can have it for $5. $1,300 worth of dollhouse for $5. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Oh, Skip. A sale surprise went with it. If you had bought it, we would have included with the dollhouse $700 in cash. A $2,000 bargain.
Another good decision.
Oh, I wish you had bought. Somehow I knew I was in trouble when you said you had no kids at home for that. We are back with this for all three. Inch, tape, and earth are three types of... Skip!
Worm.
Worms are right. See that? If you had bought, you would have the $5 right back. Skip goes to 55. Name the federal agency that is charged with the administration of the tax laws. Joe.
Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah, I always say that. I always stutter when I say that. Yes, IRS it is. Joe goes to 40. I told you I stutter when I say that. In which state would you be if you were visiting the restored Fort McHenry? In Skip?
New York.
Nope. I was going to add in the city of Baltimore. That's in Maryland. Fort McHenry is in Maryland. And Skip takes a backward step, loses 5, down to 50. Name the man who founded an automobile empire with his Model T. Joe?
Ford.
That's right. Henry Ford. And Joe goes to 45. And again, pulls it within $5 of Skip. Because of temperatures that pummeled to 7 degrees, this ceremony on January 21st, Skip?
Inauguration.
That's right. In 1985, was moved inside the Capitol Rotunda. Skip adds another 5 to 55. Yes. Interesting, with Mr. Reagan's inauguration, there were 140,000 people expected for the parade and the inaugural. But when they moved it inside, only 1,000 could be squeezed in. That's a lot of women who had their hair done and didn't get a chance to show it off. We'll be right back after this. Well, the gentlemen have been bouncing back and forth. It is Joe at 45, Ali at 20, the champion in the lead at 55. Time once again for the fame game. We've added a $15 money card up there behind the eight numbers, a lot of prizes, maybe some cash, and a $10 and a $15 money card behind two of them. So buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am a large object weighing 13 and a half short tons. I'm 9 feet in diameter and 7.5 feet high. Connected to me is a huge clock, famous for its accuracy. Allie.
Big Ben.
Big Ben is right. And Allie gets that kick of the board. Now, Allie, great opportunity for you. What number do you think will get the most fruit?
The most fruit lies behind number four.
And behind number four, we have $15.
Gets right back into the game because that $15 money card gets added to her score and she goes to 35, and now it's a lot closer. All three players in this. Name the French oceanographer and film director. Skip.
Cousteau.
Who sails aboard the Calypso. Yes, indeed. Jacques-Yves Cousteau it is. A champion beats everyone on the buzzer. Goes to 60. What do we call the men in England who are called... Allie?
Bobbies.
No. Oh, that quick buzzer cost you. I was going to say barristers and solicitors. We call them lawyers or attorneys. Sorry about that with a quick buzzer, Allie. Cost you five, down to 30. Nick Nolte was the cop, Eddie Murphy the convict. Skip?
48 hours.
That's the film. Oh, Skip is very quick there, going to 65. Yeah. Now, Skip, you had a $15 lead on two occasions, didn't want to buy. Now you've got a $20 lead. Oh, he's already looking. He may be intrigued by this.
Skip, cable your friends because you're going to beautiful San Francisco. We'll fly you and a friend for a 3-day tour of the city by the bay. Enjoy luxurious accommodations featuring champagne and gourmet chocolates. See Chinatown, shop at Fisherman's Wharf, and ride a cable car. But hold on to your heart. This exciting trip is normally priced at $1,756. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Now, Skip. Now we are talking champagne and candy. You guys are sure enjoying your work back there. $1,756 trip. You and your wife could go off and have a wonderful time, great vacation in San Francisco. You've got a 20. Do you think he should go? All of your friends think you should go, especially your friends Joe and Ali think you should go. It would cost you $16. Wow. Your lead would be cut to $4. Haven't sold anything all day. Mm. I would love to sell something. So I would love to give you, for each of those 3 days, $100. $300 in cash.
Joe has such fast hands up here.
He does indeed. $1,756 trip. $16 it would cost you going once, going twice, and... No sale. Oh, he turns down a great trip to hang on to a $20 lead. Did he make the right decision? We'll find out after this. Thought you might like that one, Skip.
I race yachts, and I'm up there all the time.
That champion, Skip Jordan, didn't want to do any buying. He wants to hang on to that lead, and he's got a $20 lead. Skip at 65, Joe at 45, Allie at 30. Back with this. What is the predominant religion of Italy? Allie?
Catholic,
Roman Catholic. You're right for another five. Allie to 35. Yes. This geographic region consists of seven countries that lies between North America and South America. Allie?
Central America.
Central America it is. Two in a row for Allie. She makes more of the game of it, going to 40. Name the song classic that begins, "Oh, the shark has pretty..." Skip?
Mac the Knife.
"Pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white." It is indeed Mac the Knife, and Skip hits the $70 mark. Yep. Third and final crack of that fame game board and a big $25 money card up there now someplace, looking for a famous person. I was born in Scotland in 1847 and died in Nova Scotia in 1922. My father originated a system to teach the deaf, and I followed his lead. One of my pupils was Mabel Hubbard, a girl who became deaf at age four. We married, and she inspired me to pursue several inventions. In 1875, I accidentally produced electronic speech. This, Joe?
Alexander Graham Bell.
This led to my most notable invention, the telephone. You are right. It is Alexander Graham Bell. Joe, boy, find that $25 money card. It could be very important to you.
Nine.
And behind number nine, we have $400 Orphic again.
Now, that's a tough decision for a challenger. You can put $400 into your pocket, or you can pass on that. Pick another number, maybe find that other money card. What looks good to you?
Eight.
And behind number eight, we have
$25!
Here's the $25 money card. First of all, for our friends playing along at home, where was the $10 money card?
Behind the number five.
That was up the middle, but Joe finds a $25 money card. We add that to his score, and Joe pulls into a tie with Skip. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Skip and Joe, both at 70. Allie at 40. A lot of questions. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What was the number of the PT boat skippered by John Kennedy? Joe!
37.
Wrong. Which of our senses is affected by the olfactory nerve? Joe!
Ear.
Wrong. What is the name of George's wife on the television show The Jeffersons?
Time.
What month and date occurs only in a leap year? Skip.
February 29th.
Right. Name the H.G. Wells story about a young inventor who travels through time. Allie.
The time machine.
Right. What kind of creature lives in an aviary? Skip.
Bird.
Right. In Florida, name the fountain Ponce de Leon. Joe.
Fountain of Youth.
Right. How many interlocking rings are depicted on the Olympic... Allie.
Seven.
Wrong.
Six.
In what state would you find the Bonneville Salt Flats? Joe.
Utah.
Right. Name the president of the Confederate States. Joe.
Jefferson Davis.
Right. In what galaxy is our solar system? Joe.
The universe.
Wrong. Name the state that has the postal abbreviation C-O. Joe.
Colorado.
Right. What literary figure's beloved plantation was named Tara? Skip.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Right. Time is up, and Skip, with that last one, you have won it. If he had missed it, he would have had a tie. Skip got the last one to win by $10. Back to the champion in a moment. Quickly, in what galaxy is our solar system? The Milky Way. That's the galaxy. There are five interlocking rings in the Olympic flag, and on the Jeffersons, it's Louise, or Wheezy, I think that George calls her. And the olfactory nerve affects the sense of smell, and it's PT-109. Those first couple cost you there at the beginning, Joe. I think I might have thrown you off a little bit. First of all, we've got to say goodbye to these people. Joe, you pushed the champion all the way. We thank you for joining us. You, of course, have the cash in front of you. Allie, you made a good comeback there. Of course, now I wish you found a prize up there, right? Get the cash. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad you had a good time. But it is our champion who goes shopping with me once again. Skip Jordan, come on up here. Very good job, Skip.
Yeah, if you had missed that last one, you would have lost $5, and we would have had to go to a tiebreaker with you and Joe. But you got it. Here you stand. We add that money to your previous total. You're up to $250.
Easily with $250, you can buy this.
If you'd like to hear elegance, lend an ear to these stunning ladies' earrings. An intricate design in 18-karat gold, inset with over 2 carats of diamonds. Yours with the gift certificate from Jewels by Edwire of Beverly Hills. These elegant earrings, normally priced at $5,500, can be yours for only $175 on sale of the century.
$5,500 worth of earrings for just $500. You've got $250. And that will buy those earrings. You can take them and leave. But I must tell you, if you wanted to take the risk that you could win again, do you know that you are just $10 away with another win? $10 more. You can have this.
We have a tropical delight in store for you. A trip to the paradise of Tahiti. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for 14 sun-drenched days. You'll explore the barefoot beauty of Moorea and Bora Bora and celebrate the pleasure of warm tropical breezes and romantic moonlit nights. This exciting vacation, normally priced at $6,820. Yours on sale of the century for only
$260. $260 it would cost you. You have $250, so you'd need another win with just $10 more, and you can have that beautiful trip. Now, along up the line, $530 gets you this beautiful automobile. $640 would get you everything on the stage. And always intriguing, because it's been done a couple of times, get to $750. You've got $250. Another $500 worth of wins. $750 would get you all the prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $52,000.
Keep adding $1,000 every day that it's not hit, but that's a ways away. You've got a good total. $250 buys you those beautiful earrings, or take the risk that you could win again with another $10, and you could have that wonderful trip to Tahiti. You think about that for 60 seconds, and we'll make use of that 60 seconds like this. Our champion, Skip Jordan, $250. You can buy those beautiful earrings that Karen is wearing and leave us. Or put that $250 in the bank, trying to win again, another $10 and another win, and you can have that trip to Tahiti. Skip, what's it going to be?
Well, I love warm weather, and that Tahiti trip sounds very intriguing, so I'm going to come back and try to get that.
So he's going to come back. So we'll put the $250 in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot, $53,000, and two new challengers to try to stop our champion next time. Let's sail of the century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.